When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Well, hey, welcome back to the camp house here at Kender Outdoors. Really glad you're here with us today. We got a great show lined up for you. I'm Billy Kender, and the front door to the camp house is brought to you by Forta Flora from Purina Veterinary Diets. Forta Flora is a canine probiotic. In fact, it's America's number one canine probiotic, and that's according to our veterinarians. If you own a dog, you ought to keep Forta Flora in the fridge. Safe enough for weaning puppies and safe enough to use every day for dogs with chronic GI upset. Learn more about Forta Flora at kinderoutdoors.com. I'm so thrilled that we have Mark Ozgeist with us on the show today. He's a native of Colorado, but you know him from his work, the battle that he fought in Benghazi, Libya, September 11th and 12th of 2012. Mark Geist is credited with saving the lives of 25 people. And he's here to talk to us about God's great outdoors and our precious right to vote. He'll join us a little later. So will pro angler Gary Klein, breaking down the 2021 Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. Grab yourself a cup of coffee and make yourself at home. You're in camp with us at Kender Outdoor. Well, hey, it's the last day of October. Can you believe that? October has already come and gone. It's Halloween. I don't care how big and burly you are. As hunters and outdoors men and women, we've all been spooked a little from time to time out in those woods. Like the morning I was walking through the dark to my deer blind and I stepped in a covey of quail. They flushed all up around me in the dark. I had to stop and catch my breath. But my favorite spooked on a hunt story happened down in South Texas, just outside of Junction, on the Rio Bonito Ranch. I had been invited to come down and hunt turkeys, and I drove like a madman to get there in time to roost the birds the night before the hunt. I made it to the ranch gate with about an hour to spare. The ranch house was 9 miles off the highway. The turkeys that I was there to hunt were another 5 miles deep into the ranch. I got there in time to see hundreds of birds pitch up on the roost, the most I'd ever seen. They were roosting in trees located on the side of a pretty sheer cliff. At the bottom of the cliff was a running creek. I knew when they came off the roost, they weren't going to fly up to the top of the cliff. They were going to come right back down where they had launched from. So, I was really eager to get out there the next morning and get started. The main house on the ranch, where I slept, was built in the mid-1800s. It looked like something straight out of a ghost story. And that night at dinner, the staff on the ranch told me that I might see strange happenings during the night. They claimed to have seen the ghost of a young girl on multiple occasions by multiple people. Objects physically moving with no one in sight, and strange noises deep in the night. Now, I don't believe all that mess, but I did sleep with one eye open. Eager to get to my turkeys the next morning, I walked the final half mile of the trip, set a few decoys up within just a few yards of where I would sit, propped up against a live oak tree. I nestled into my honey hole and hit my owl hooter in the dark. Hundreds of turkeys gobbled at me. This was going to be a special day. Things quietened down, and there was no noise at all for about 10 or 15 minutes, when all of a sudden, from about 5 feet behind me... Yeah, this ranch had sika deer on it. I'd never heard one until that moment, but I'll never forget it. I could have used some calming care that I talk about all the time for my friends at Purina. Calming care brings us this corner of the camp house. It gently and over time settles the overactive dog. It's not a drug. It's very natural. And it works. If you have a dog that tears up the carpets, the furniture, barks continually, you might benefit from calming care. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. The first hunt period for elk in Michigan is in the books, and it was a good one. Out of 100 tags that were issued, 83 hunters harvested elk, 29 bulls, 52 cows, and a couple of calves. The late elk season in Michigan takes place December 12 through 20. And the pheasant opener in South Dakota was a dandy, too. Boy, the bird numbers are up this year. And so are the bird hunters. South Dakota pheasant hunting season, the opener, welcomed 13,000 non-resident licensed hunters. Some long-running iconic outdoor shows for 2021 already canceling. We got news this week out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that because of COVID, the NRA's Great American Outdoor Show will not take place in February 2021, and neither will the SCI show in Vegas. That show's been in place for 49 consecutive years, but because of COVID, it will not take place next year. There is a big show in full swing this weekend, though, in Branson, Missouri. We'll talk to Wally Marshall about his Crappie Expo when we come back from the coffee pot.
I'm Larry Potterfield with Midway USA. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org. And I'll see you in February.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
This is Kender Outdoors. Maybe your buddies told you about this big fall contest that we're having. It's a simple drawing. You go to kinderoutdoors.com and register to win this 6x6 octagon bow and rifle blind from my friends at Dillon Manufacturing, all one-piece fiberglass. I hunt out of one of these, and I never knock down a wasp nest. It sits out there all year. It stays dry inside. It doesn't get buggy, and never once have I had a wasp nest in there. This blind is also sitting on a 5-foot tower. It's got a little porch on it so that you can get organized safely and set up inside your blind, a handrail to make sure you're safe going up and down. And we're throwing in a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing, Archery, and Event Center. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and you can register now at kinderoutdoors.com. Let's jump on that Kender Outdoors trot line right now and do a little traveling. We're going to Branson, Missouri. My crappie fishing partner, Mr. Crappie Wally Marshall, is in a beautiful place in the beautiful Ozarks this weekend. Branson, Missouri, because his Crappie Expo, this is the second annual. This year it's in Branson. This is day two. It kicked off yesterday. Wally, what were your crowds like yesterday? And people have been cooped up all year, and they're finally able to kind of get out. Could you feel the excitement in the air?
Hey, everybody's smiling. Everybody's walking around patting their feet. We got the music playing. We got the concerts. We had Mary Heather yesterday, and she killed it on stage. We had a nice weigh-in out at the lake. There is some big fish being weighed in at this tournament, Billy. And I'll tell you what. We got the world's largest crappie fry starting at 11 o'clock, and the line is already down the street wanting to get into the building.
I don't doubt that one bit. Also at the expo today, if folks are going to be coming out, tell us where it is and what the hours are going to be and what they're going to see.
We're going to open up here in a little bit, Billy, at 9 o'clock, and we're going to go to 6 o'clock this evening. And, of course, we have over 100 vendors in here with all the latest and greatest crappie gear in the United States. And a lot of people hadn't been able to see this because our country's been shut down. But if they come to the Crappie Expo right here in Branson, Missouri, at the Branson Convention Center, 200 Sycamore Avenue, downtown Branson, right here on the Lake Taneycomo, right on the bank of Lake Taneycomo.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful spot to have it. Doors open at 9 o'clock Central Time this morning, so just get ready. It's going to be a crappie party. And then that carries on over to tomorrow. Great concerts today and, again, tomorrow Sunday as well.
Well, we got Jason D. Williams at 1 o'clock today, and, of course, that's Jerry Lee Lewis's boy. And I'm telling you what, can that man play that piano, brother? I mean,
he throws it down. Hey, everybody that comes out today or tomorrow has a chance at winning a brand new boat, and I'm not talking about a blow-up boat for the bathtub, okay?
Oh, no, it's a Vexus AVX 189C. It's their crappie boat. And so today, after the weigh-in, when we crown the champion on Championship Saturday, they're going to win $80,000, and one lucky person is going to take home a Vexus boat.
And then tomorrow?
Yes, sir. And tomorrow we're going to do the same thing. 1 o'clock, we open up at 10. We got the concert at 1. And also later on Sunday, it's Meet the Pros. Come in, meet all the professional anglers, and also get to ask them a few questions, shake hands, get an autograph. And at 4 o'clock, we're going to give away a fully loaded Ranger Z175 with a Mercury 115 four-stroke, fully loaded, ready to go.
It's the dangest party you ever saw, and it's all in Branson, Missouri this weekend. Wally, I know you're busy. Thank you for your time. Have a great expo.
Well, I tell you what, they can check it out, Billy, at crappieexpo.com, and we've got all kinds of giveaways, not just the boat. We've got Camp Chef grills. We got RV Cajun cookers. We got $500 shopping sprees. Hey, we're the king of free, brother.
This is a Big Billy Kender Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to KenderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Yeah, Kinder Outdoors is also the spot where you can register to win our big fall contest. That Dylan Huntingblind and a $2,000 Cinnamon Creek Archery shopping spree. Coming up a little later on in the show today, Gary Klein is going to, you want to get your pen and paper out and take notes, because 30-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier, Major League Fishing founder, and Kinder Outdoors pro, Gary Klein, is going to join us. And we're going to break down all of the lakes in the 2021 Bass Pro Tour, Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. This is a guy that's been there, done that, talking about these great lakes that are on your bucket list, so you'll want to take notes. Right now, though, we're going to focus on enjoying the outdoors with the late, great Ray Sasser.
First time I went to Alaska was with Bill Sims, who's kind of a institution in Alaska. He took us trout fishing one morning to a place called Tularet Creek. I'm never going to forget this. We were, it's actually a ditch connecting Tularet Creek with Lake Iliamna. This was in September, and these big trout, monster trout, come out of Lake Iliamna up into Tularet Creek to feed on the salmon eggs. There's, in September, they're as big as they get, as big and as heavy as they get. So we're fishing with a salmon egg pattern that's about the size of a head of a kitchen match, you know, and you're fishing under the strike detector, which is like a fancy name for a cork. So I'm casting into this, basically a pretty ugly ditch, and my cork, my strike indicator goes under, and I set the hook, and this fish is just instantly on the reel. You know, instantly I've got him on the reel.
Yeah.
And about 3 seconds later, this gigantic fish jumps out of the water, probably 50 yards downstream from me. I thought, I wonder what that, oh my gosh, it's my fish.
Wow.
And so I started running. You know, I had to run to keep up with him.
Yeah.
And I literally ran along the ditch there at Tularet Creek trying to keep up with this fish. And I did. I kept up with the fish and caught the fish. It was the first day I ever fished in Alaska. The fish was 33 inches long and 17 inches in girth.
Oh, my.
And there just happened to be a wildlife bog just there at the creek. It's one of the famous fishing places in all of Alaska. And the wildlife biologist, I asked him, I said, he didn't have a scale, but he measured and took a scale sample. He didn't have any way to weigh it. And I said, how much do you think a fish like that will weigh? And he said, this time of the year, probably 17 pounds.
Wow.
So, you know, that particular day, I think we caught, there were four guys in our party. I think we had five fish, 30 to 33 inches.
Man.
It's the right place at the right time.
I miss my old friend Ray Sasser. Hey, this corner of the camp house is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It very gently and effectively calms the overactive dog.
It's Gary Loomis, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
Deck the blind with bows and arrows. La 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 la.
Kinder Outdoors is giving away a 6x6 Dillon Manufacturing hunting blind valued at over $4,000 and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery and Wild Game Processing. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com and be sure to like Kinder Outdoors on Facebook for bonus entry opportunities. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Colt, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. And if you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground for the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Our hunting and fishing heritage is much too precious not to protect and nurture. That's our job at DSC, and we take our work seriously. BigGame.org.
This corner of the camp house is brought to you by the fabulous Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Hey, guys, your wife is going to love this place. I promise you. The lodging, the dining, everything is 5-star. And the hunting, the bird hunting, well, hey, Orvis and Beretta say it's the best. And so do I. Plus, they have relaxed their cancellation policy during this dreaded COVID mess. Learn more about my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. Well, hey, let's go bass fishing with 30-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier, Major League Fishing founder, and Kinder Outdoors bass fishing pro, Gary Klein. Hey, Gary, I never know deep in the fall like this when I give you a call if you're going to be up in a tree or on the bow of a boat catching a 13-pounder in the ice.
Well, I tell you, Billy, you know, this is one of my favorite times of the year. A lot going on. Temperatures are starting to cool down, and everybody's in the woods, and that means that the fishing is really good. So I'm always torn between hunting and fishing, but to be honest with you, recently I've been fishing a little bit. I have not been hunting yet.
Okay, well, I'm sure that will happen soon. I know you love to get in the blind with the girls and go bow hunting in the fall and watch nature from the deer blind together. So that'll be happening for sure. How do you go about catching your bass in the fall, Gary? What do you like to do?
Well, I tell you, you know, Billy, this is one of the times of the year, and, you know, of course, I have actually been fishing the last couple of days up on Possum Kingdom, but this is the time of year that you can go up and fish and never see another boat. The fish are shallow. They're starting to group up. Normally, at this time of the year on man-made reservoirs, when that water temperature starts to drop, you have a migration of bait fish that's starting to move into the back of the creeks, up the main river arms, and the fish usually start to really group up. So the fun thing about fall fishing is that you can, you know, when you get one bite, you can get two bites, three bites, four bites. The fish seem to be a little bit grouped up.
That's a lot of fun if you can get into them like that. Let's talk about the 2021 Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. That schedule just came out the other day. It all starts with the championship from 2020. That will be February 23 through the 27th on Grand Lake, Oklahoma. As we go through these, Gary, just give us briefly your thoughts on each lake and that time of year, Grand Lake in late February.
Well, I tell you, you know, Grand Lake is one of those lakes that I think everybody in the field has had the opportunity to compete on multiple times. It's a very competitive lake. And what I simply mean by that is you have a lot of options. There's a lot of shallow water cover from, you know, the willows to the boat docks. You have two main river arms that run into the lake, and it's a long lake. But one thing about Grand Lake is it's very fishable. And what I simply mean by that is there's a lot of stuff offshore on Grand Lake to fish, too. Channel swings, extended points, secondary points, you know, big flats in the back of the creek. So I'm looking at Red Crest to be a very competitive week for the anglers. And without a doubt, you know, the anger that gets dialed in at the beginning of the week with the movement of the fish, because this is the time of year that it's pre-spawn. These fish have been, you know, it's winter mode. It wouldn't surprise me to see, you know, in February, the water temperatures, you know, in the mid-50s and starting to climb a little bit. And if that's the case, Grand Lake is one of those lakes that is full of 4 to 6 pounders.
Mm.
It could be really, really an awesome lake.
That can make for a fun week for anybody. Grand Lake in late February. After the Red Crest Championship, there are 7 tour stops and a heavy hitter. Stage 1 will be a place that is another spot that all of these anglers have been to multiple times. Lake Sam Rayburn in Texas, big numbers and giants in that place.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, if anybody follows, you know, here in the state of Texas, for the last 6 years, let's just say, Rayburn has been on an upswing. And it really impresses me to have a lake, and of course it is that big, you know, it's a large lake, but to have the amount of attention that that lake gets, and it continues to get better and better and better. So that's going to be a real exciting stop for us in March. And there's no telling with our format the type of weights that these anglers are going to weigh.
Yeah, and it's late March. These fish are more than likely going to be up on beds, and the spawn is going to be on. You guys key in on those 10-pounders and start yanking them out of there. That's just going to be fun to watch. The Heavy Hitters event is different from the normal events. Explain Heavy Hitters to us.
Heavy Hitters is an event that was put together last year basically because of the COVID restrictions, and, you know, basically we lost half of our – or a large part of our schedule. Heavy Hitters is accumulation. The anglers qualify into Heavy Hitters simply by the largest fish that they catch during each one of the events. So at the end of the events, if we have, like, for example, 7 events on the 21 season, then the angler is going to take his 7 biggest fish for a total weight, and that's what's going to qualify them into the Heavy Hitters event.
Heavy Hitters is going to take place on 3 lakes, and this will be the 3rd year, I believe it is, for MLF, the Bass Pro Tour, to go there. Falls Lake, Jordan, and Sharon Harris Lakes, April 9 through 14, fishing out of Raleigh, North Carolina. You guys rotate lakes on different days, Gary? Is that how you do that?
That is correct, yeah. We'll have the field. We'll go through elimination, go through the advancement, and go through the championship. So all of those lakes will be in play. And, you know, again, anglers, they're going to have to really step it up because, you know, again, it's a very competitive format, and we're making the anglers, you know, have to learn in 3 different lakes over that week. So the one thing about it is that all the anglers are familiar with it because we have competed on that lake, you know, last year, or on that series of lakes last year.
Exactly. That's where Kelly Jordan jumped over a beaver dam in his nice shiny new boat and just caught a ton of fish back up in there. I'm sure that he did mark that spot on the way in, so we'll be looking for him to jump the beaver dam again.
Yes, he did.
Gary, I'm up against a break here. Going to have to take a short break, but I want to take a look at these remaining lakes when we come back, if you can hang with me.
Thank you very much, Billy.
Major League Fishing founder and pro angler, really good guy, Kinder Outdoors pro Gary Klein. We'll be back to break down the remainder of those lakes in a few minutes. Interesting info from a guy who has been there and done that a number of times. Also coming up later in the show today, they call him Oz Mark Geist, a true American hero. He and his security team in Benghazi over a 2-day period in September of 2012 were responsible for saving the lives of 25 Americans. He's going to talk to us today about the importance of outdoorsmen like you and me to vote. He's coming up in just a little while. Hey, if you've never hunted axis deer, if you've never eaten axis deer, you've got to put that on your bucket list. And the place to do it, hands down, is at Joshua Creek Ranch, just northwest of San Antonio, Texas. If you were planning to hunt internationally and COVID knocked you out of that, don't sit in your Biden basement. You need to go hunt, and you need to hunt first class with Joe and Ann Kershaval at their beautiful Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Hardware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things Buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
Don't miss the Crappie Expo driven by Ford Trucks, October 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. I'm Mr. Crappie Wally Marshall, and if you like catching crappie as much as me, you've got to be there. The top 100 crappie companies on earth with rods, baits, boats, and the latest and greatest crappie fishing gear. Live concerts every day. Win a Vexus boat on Saturday and a Ranger boat on Sunday. And hey, if you like eating crappie as much as me, come on out for lunch on Saturday, October the 31st, for the world's largest crappie fry. Brought to you free by Benefit the Badge. Hey, how much free crappie can you eat? I'll see you October 30th through November 1st at the Crappie Expo, driven by Ford Trucks. It's at the Branson Convention Center. Details are at crappieexpo.com. I'm Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, and I approve this message. And I approve catching crappie.
Crappie Expo is October 30th through November 1st in Branson, Missouri.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through. Fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the Double Tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt
easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
The kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
Professional angler and my good friend Gary Klein rejoining me now as we break down the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour schedule for 2021. And I'm really excited, Gary, about Stage 2, Lake Travis out of Austin, Texas. This may be a sleeper on the Colorado River for some folks, but this is a great bass fishery.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. A lot of our anglers had the opportunity to kind of taste that several years ago. We were competing on Travis. That was the first time I had ever been on the lake. And I tell you, I was impressed. The numbers of fish throughout the entire lake. There was no bad area to go bass fishing on Travis, believe me. you know, the upper end of Travis has two river arms that come in, that flows into it. Both of them are full of fish. And all the way down to the dam. Unreal. In fact, in that particular event, my roommate on his third cast of the morning, first day of competition, caught the biggest bass of the event, caught a 10-4, and won a Toyota truck.
Yeah, you're talking about Cliff Pace, and James Elam went out and caught a 9-6.
Oh, is that not amazing? And, you know, it would not surprise me to see some larger fish brought in, too. But, again, you know, Travis is just one of those really, really great lakes. It's a big lake. It's got a lot of options for anglers that love to fish the bank, love to fish offshore. And the time of year that we're going to be there, you know, a lot of the fish are going to, you know, basically come off the beds. There'll be a lot of post-spawn activity. And I really think that one of the key techniques for the guys is going to be topwater. And we're going to see our guys really take advantage of the fish that are up shallow feeding. You're going to see them, you know, really, really catch fire out of them.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And then from Texas and Lake Travis, we move it down to Florida, May 21 through 26 for Stage 3 and the Harris Chain of Lakes.
Yeah, you know, Billy, this is one of the unknowns for me. I'm really excited about it because over my career, I have spent literally days and days on the Harris Chain of Lakes. And the Harris Chain of Lakes, there's several of them that are connected by canals that you have to idle through to get to the other one. But every one of those lakes hold a really good population of fish. But normally in the past, we've always been there pre-spawn. Earlier in the spring is when we usually go to Harris. So to go to Harris, you know, basically on a post-spawn condition, I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be a whole new challenge. And I think the fishing is actually going to be better for us in May than it's ever been on any other spot that I've ever, you know, competed in at Harris. So that's going to be a very, very exciting competition for us. And I know the last time I competed down there in Major League Fishing, in my round, I think I caught the biggest fish. So, you know, I'm always excited to go down there.
You betcha. This thing consistently produces 4 and 5 pound largemouth. Can kick out an 8 to 10 pounder too, because it's Florida, okay? And they grow. That's all they do 12 months out of the year is grow. And these guys know how to catch them. That's going to be fun. It's off to Dayton, Tennessee and Lake Chickamauga, June 4th through the 9th. Boy, you talk about history, a famous location, Chickamauga.
Yeah, you know, the Chick is a lake that all of our anglers have fished multiple times. In fact, you know, some of our anglers actually live there on the lake. And, of course, you know, Andy Morgan won our last Major League Fishing Pro Tour event there on that lake. And, of course, Jacob Wheeler's won multiple events on that lake. What a great, great competitive lake. What I'm excited about is the way the schedule ended up is we're there early instead of late summer, where the fish have all pushed out on the ledges. And if you're not fishing deep, you can't be competitive. The first week in June, there's going to be a lot of post-spawn fish. They're all going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of fish caught shallow. Top water is going to be a big, important play up there. But, God, shallow water targets I can see with my eyes. I'm excited.
Hey, after Chickamauga, some more famous stops and some giant smallmouth, maybe the number one smallmouth fishery on the planet, the St. Lawrence River, in late June, the 25th through the 30th. And, Gary, you have had big victories here. You've had great success here on the St. Lawrence.
Well, I tell you, you know, this is one venue that I was so excited to see back on the schedule. This is one of the venues that we canceled on our 2020 schedule due to the COVID restrictions. So we're back. We're going back to the St. Lawrence River. There's no telling what we're going to catch. That far north, the last part of June, there's a lot of smallmouth that could still be up shallow spawning. It just depends on how cold our winter is going to be. But, hey, whether these fish are up or whether they're out, these guys are really going to set all of the records. I think we're going to break every record that we've ever established with Major League Fishing on the St. Lawrence River in June.
You bet. Stage six involves some strategy, too, on Champlain because, hey, three species of bass in this lake. You've got to do your homework and know where to target and what to target.
Well, exactly. Again, you know, it's going to be dominated by smallmouth, but yet, gosh almighty, it's got really good population of largemouth. It's got a lot of them 2 to 5 pound largemouth in it, more of the 2 to 4s, but usually that is a population of fish that really is overlooked. Most anglers, when they go to Lake Champlain, they really focus on smallmouth. It's a fun fish to catch. You catch a lot of numbers. And it's got a high population of them 3, 3.5 pound smallmouth. But the bigger fish seem to be the largemouth. The numbers are not quite there on largemouth. So, again, this is going to be an event where strategy is going to come into play. And angler is going to have to look at the area that they're going to fish and really pay attention to the weather. Because Lake Champlain gets big. And what I simply mean by big, if you get a real hard wind and you want to run over to the other side of the bay, normally it's like a five-minute run. Dude, when I've seen the water so big up there, that short little run took me 25 minutes to get over there. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of strategy that comes into play here. But the bottom line is the angler that comes out on top here, again, is going to be another record-setting, you know, competitor.
The final stop of the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour 2021 will be September 10 through 15, More Famous Water, Lake St. Clair. And there's going to be a lot on the line there, Gary, the 2021 Angler of the Year title, as well as Red Crest 2022 and Heavy Hitters qualification. There'll be some anxious moments on the lake that weekend.
Yes, there will. And again, you know, this is a fishery that's full of largemouth, but everybody keys on smallmouth. And going into this last event, qualifier for, like you said, Red Crest, Heavy Hitters, if an angler can come out of there with another 5-pounder on his tally sheet, you know, that could put him into Heavy Hitters. So, but again, we have a lot of water to compete on. Strategy is really going to come into play because you don't have the luxury of making a bad decision. And that decision could be whether you turn right or turn left, you know, the morning of. Because once you get into an area, you're kind of committed to have to compete. And, I mean, score tracker is just going to drive you buggy. Because with 80 anglers competing, it's just going to be unreal how fast that score tracker is going to move.
I can't wait to watch. Another exciting year ahead for Major League Fishing and the Bass Pro Tour. And hey, Gary, as always, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, and I'll be bugging you again soon.
Well, thank you very much, Billy.
You bet. Hey, and be sure you drop by KinderOutdoors.com. You know, we're giving away a fabulous big bow rifle combo hunting blind and a $2,000 archery shopping spree over at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. That's right up your alley, Gary.
Yes, it is, man. I definitely want to enter that.
Good. That's my buddy, Gary Klein, Kinder Outdoors pro bass fisherman, Gary Klein. You know, when you're standing here and 10 yards over there is your buddy and you guys are having the bird hunt of your life at Joshua Creek Ranch, that's called social distancing with style. come well, stay well, and leave well at Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Let's grab a cup of coffee.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Kender Outdoors.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
Welcome back to Kender Outdoors. Thanks for hanging out with us a little while. Greatly appreciate that. I'm Billy Kender. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Pick out a Pro Plan formula that's perfect for your dog, no matter the age, lifestyle, or activity level. You're going to find Purina Pro Plan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. We're going to be visiting with Mark Geist coming up later this hour. Most folks know him as Oz, a true American hero. Mark is a member of the Annex security team that fought the Battle of Benghazi, Libya, from September 11th to the 12th back in 2012, where he was credited with helping save the lives of more than 25 Americans. He's the co-author of the best-selling book, 13 Hours, The Inside Account of What Really Happened in Benghazi, and he's our guest later this hour at Kender Outdoors. Seems like every year we have to get a very solemn and stark reminder to be, man, just so careful climbing in and out of our tree stands, hunting out of our tree stands. Another one of those reminders came from Iowa this week, where Raymond Byers, 76 years old, failed to return home after his muzzleloader hunt. The sheriff's office and local fire and rescue teams found him. He had fallen from his tree stand that he was using to hunt from, and it killed him. Big weekend next weekend on Lake Fork, Texas, the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest. It kicks off this coming Thursday, runs through Sunday, originally scheduled for June 5 through 9. COVID has pushed it back to a November, a chilly tournament date on Lake Fork. And something else pretty cool here in Texas. Black bears for a number of years now have been coming back. We have occasional bear sightings. They keep cropping up not only in northeast Texas, but also down in the southwestern portions of the state. Black bears are native to Texas and part of our natural heritage and Texas ecosystem. But they've been gone a long, long time. And just the other day, a black bear sow and her cub were spotted in the city limits of Del Rio on the Mexican border. If you've listened to this show very often, very long, you've heard us talk about the incredible Outdoor Adventures program spreading across the United States. Well, as of this past week, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation have partnered together. Kids in Arkansas will now be able to add semester-length programs to their schedule focused on outdoor recreation that qualifies for a physical education credit in school. For the past couple of years, Garmin's LiveScope has been the talk of the crappie fishermen, the bass fishermen. It's just a phenomenal tool. Well, look what Garmin has done now. Have you seen this? It's called the Striker Cast, a castable fish finder that delivers sonar wirelessly to your smartphone or tablet. You take it with you wherever you fish, the bank, a dock, a kayak. To view fish and structure, you cast the Striker unit. After you've downloaded the Striker Cast app, it's free, compatible with Apple and Android devices, and it shows you what's on the bottom. They say it will even make detailed maps of the area that you're fishing. November 14th, just a couple of weeks away, that marks opening day for Kansas regular quail and pheasant season. November 21 will be the opener for Kansas greater prairie chickens. And this year, the outlooks are promising. The 2020 Kansas Upland Bird Forecast says that again this year, Kansas should have one of the nation's best bobwhite quail populations, with the denser populations of quail in central Kansas. You'll want to head to the northwest and north central portions of the state if you like to chase pheasants. Populations in those areas are similar to last year, when Kansas ranked second in the nation for quality pheasant hunting. And while greater prairie chickens have declined in eastern regions, the population appears to have expanded in numbers and range in the northwestern portion of the state. This fall, hunting opportunities for greater prairie chickens will be the best in the northern High Plains and Smoky Hills region, where populations have either increased or remained stable. The Southwest Prairie Chicken Unit, where lesser prairie chickens are found, will again be closed to hunting. Pheasant and quail seasons in Kansas will run through January 31st. Anthony Pace with Freedom Hunters up in Elizabeth, Colorado. He always does a really good job of keeping me posted with what Freedom Hunters is up to. They take our very finest military men and women on just dream trips, hunting and fishing trips. Recently, they took Tim on a chucker hunt, Green River, Utah. They told Tim that those chuckers tasted delicious, and he couldn't wait to try it. He did, right there in the field, and his picture's up on the bragging board at kinderoutdoors.com. And how about this? Army veteran Scott and four other warriors had a great crappie fishing trip in the famous Honey Break Lodge, Louisiana. Each warrior went home with a cooler packed full of sockeye. Check them out on the bragging board at kinderoutdoors.com. 89% of the field trial champions across North America are fed Purina ProPlan Performance Formula. You'll find it for your champion at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Babe Winkleman. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe, like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children and their children as well, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas, but there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation put in place by men like Teddy Roosevelt and duplicated in countries worldwide works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. We spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
It's really exciting to see right now. One thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery. When the weather has a direct impact on our property, it's good to have a friend that you can trust. Take a minute now, before the storm hits, and get familiar with Quick Roofing at QuickRoofing.com. Quick Roofing is prepared before the storm to help you the moment you need it afterwards. Quick Roofing is a proud Texas company, and we've served your neighbors for over 25 years. Our year-round crews produce the quality workmanship that you demand for your most important investment. Our consistent relationship with local suppliers is why we can fill your order in just a few days, not weeks. If you have roof damage, We'd like to be your go-to professional that you trust with your repairs. Get to know us now at quickroofing.com and then call us immediately after the storm for your free storm damage inspection. You'll come to trust and appreciate the Quick Roofing differences. quickroofing.com. Residential and commercial roof installations and repair, offering one of the highest quality warranties in the roofing business.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
You know those great sounds you hear from a pre-sunrise deer stand? And the smell of spring in the turkey woods? We do too. This camp house is home to the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
Hey, if you want to get in touch with us here in the camp house, we have a toll-free number for all of the U.S. and Canada. We greatly appreciate our Canada listeners, and that number is 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256. This is the place that's giving away the huge $6,000-plus fall hunting package. We're giving away a Dillon Manufacturing blind. It's a 6x6 octagon. With bow and rifle windows, so that octagon build gives you a 360 view of what's going on around you while you hunt. Sitting on a 5-foot tower, it has a ladder and handrail, a little porch, so you can get yourself organized and get in and out and set up easily in your blind to hunt. Also, throwing in a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing and Event Center. So, it's a heck of a deal. All you have to do is register, and you do that at kinderoutdoors.com. kinderoutdoors.com. Get yourself registered. Be a big winner. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows. Go sign up at kinderoutdoors.com. Let's jump back on that Kinder Outdoors trot line now and head for Everest. My friend Christy Hiring, she works for Everest. Have you heard about Everest and what they're doing? It's a pretty amazing marketplace for an outdoors man or woman. We're going to talk to her more about that. Christy, always a pleasure. Good to have you back.
You too, Billy. Miss talking to you.
Yeah. You know, we have all kind of had a hunch through all of this COVID-19 mess that, hey, people are getting outdoors more. We saw fishing licenses selling at an unprecedented rate. And we see our parks full of people getting outside more. Well, you guys at Everest.com decided to do a little survey and just see exactly how many people are getting out and what they're up to. And your results are phenomenal. I love them.
Yeah, isn't it great? It's so exciting to see that people are enjoying the outdoors, just like you and I have known all along that this is a place where you should be spending more time. And so it's nice to see that people are getting outdoors, sharing it with their friends and family, and that they want to continue being outdoors and make it a part of their lifestyle.
Yeah. And, you know, they're doing things like hiking and gardening and flying kites and stuff like that. But boy, I was really, really happy to see that out of the top 10 outdoor activities where folks have been investing their time and money, camping was number one, fishing number two, sports shooting, wow, landed at number four, hunting at number six, archery in the top 10 at number nine, and kayaking rounding out the top 10.
It's our lifestyle, Christy.
Yeah, and you know, I was really happy with these numbers, especially considering the time period. You know, when our lives shut down, that was the middle of March, and so people started getting outside and getting that cabin fever, you know, end of April, middle of May. And during that time, you know, there's typically not a whole lot of hunting, so it's great to see that people were getting outside, maybe squirrel hunting, maybe, you know, going to the range, trying these things for the new, for the first time, when it's typically not your major hunting seasons like that would be for whitetail or elk or antelope, whatever else people love to hunt. So I think it's great that they were trying it, and given the time, these numbers are really strong. And you know, I think it says a lot, too. You know, camping and fishing, all of these outdoor activities, they're things that you can do with your friends, do with your family, and it's the natural social distancing. You know, I mean, we've all been able to social distance while hunting and fishing ever since, you know, the beginning. And so now more people are seeing this as a great way to spend time with friends and family and not having to worry about everything you worry with when you're going to a restaurant or a movie theater or a mall. You're free from a lot of those restrictions.
So I think a lot of these people that are hunting, fishing, shooting, maybe they went out and bought a bow and they're doing all this for the first time. I think it's going to stick and become a lifestyle with a lot of people because, you know, as well as I do, Christy, this stuff's addicting.
It is addicting. And it's like you just said, it does become a lifestyle for those of us that have always been outdoors men and women, have been hunters and fishermen, and hikers. You identify by your hobby and your activity. And given the fact that you can do this with your family and friends, it gives you that sense of community, that sense of belonging that people want to have in their lives, especially after being in quarantine and you realize just how important that is. I think it's something that we all overlook when we're all so busy with the madness of our daily lives and work and taking the kids to and from places and just always running and never slowing down. And now we were given the chance to slow down and we realize how important it is to enjoy the outdoors with friends and family and to have that sense of belonging and that sense of community. Because we all need it. It just took us a while to realize it.
Yeah, get out and meet somebody besides the pizza delivery guy, you know. Christy, I mentioned that you're with Everest.com, and a lot of people, I'm sure, said, wait a minute, who is Everest.com? Tell folks about Everest. You guys are doing something pretty cool.
We are. Yeah, Everest.com is a new marketplace. We are made specifically for the outdoor recreation community. So if you are a hunter, a fisherman, a sports shooter, hiker, camper, even snow ski, motocross, Everest is a place for you. So we are a marketplace. Right now we have over 600 sellers on Everest with hundreds of thousands of products. So if you are someone that likes to shop on Amazon or other marketplaces, you can come to Everest and find everything you need for your outdoor needs. And we are a community as well. We believe strongly in community and having a place where like-minded enthusiasts can share their passions with other like-minded enthusiasts in an environment that is non-discriminatory. So if you want to purchase firearms, ammunition, fishing rods, you name it, come to Everest, you'll find it.
Oh, cool. I can go to Everest.com and find that new over and under shotgun that I want just in time for bird season, right?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We're going to continue to add to the community aspect. And you're going to see us launch our streaming service here very soon where you're going to have access to thousands of hours of content, where you're going to have outdoor content, adventure-related travel. And that'll launch hopefully next week, the week after next. And also check out our Caliber memberships where that's going to give you free shipping on Caliber-eligible products. It's going to give you access to the content that I just mentioned, exclusive discounts on products that you can find on Everest. So, again, come to Everest, be a part of the fastest-growing outdoor recreation community.
There you go. Did you make it, you and your dad make it up north to, I think it's Montana or Nebraska to do a little hunting this year or no?
No, we have not, and I am desperately needing to get outdoors and hunt. I have been missing it, something awful right now, but hopefully soon.
COVID kind of messed up some of our bigger plans like that, travel plans, but hey, we're coming back around.
I'm going to be going down to the coast here later on today and can enjoy getting out on the water this weekend.
Good for you. Well, hey, Christy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll see you at Everest.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Great talking to you, Bill.
Christy Hiring with Everest.com. That place is really cool. You got to check it out. Be a regular visitor. Still ahead, we're going to talk to Mark Geist about the importance as outdoorsmen and women of voting. It's true. I know it sounds cliche, but it has truly never been more important than right now. And Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, he's going to explain to us how people and deer are very much alike. I want to thank my friends at Purina Pro Plan for bringing us this corner of the camp house. Purina Pro Plan performance formula, guys. That's what you need for that hard-working bird dog. 30% protein and 20% fat. It's a hot fuel and just perfect after this long, hard day of hunting to get them ready to go again tomorrow. Pick it up at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores.
I'm professional angler Kevin Van Dam, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Billy, let's go fishing.
Hey, have you entered to win our giant fall hunting package yet? It's from Kinder Outdoors, Cinnamon Creek Ranch, and Dillon Hunting Blinds. It's called Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows, and we're going to draw a winner in mid-December. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com to win a 6x6 Dillon bow and rifle combo blind on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, Wild Game Processing, and Event Center. Valued at over $6,000, this will be a humdinger of a ho-ho-ho. Register now at KinderOutdoors.com. There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon Hunting Blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds, conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at VineyardsCampground.com. See you soon.
Don't miss the Crappie Expo driven by Ford Trucks, October 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. I'm Mr. Crappie Wally Marshall, and if you like catching crappie as much as me, you got to be there. The top 100 crappie companies on earth with rods, baits, boats, and the latest and greatest crappie fishing gear. Live concerts every day. Win a Vexus boat on Saturday and a Ranger boat on Sunday. And hey, if you like eating crappie as much as me, Come on out for lunch on Saturday, October the 31st, for the world's largest crappie fry. Brought to you free by Benefit the Badge. Hey, how much free crappie can you eat? I'll see you October 30th through November 1st at the Crappie Expo, driven by Ford Trucks. It's at the Branson Convention Center. Details are at crappieexpo.com. I'm Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall, and I approve this message. And I approve catching crappie.
Crappie Expo is October 30th through November 1st in Branson, Missouri.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big-time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. And by the way, if you'd like to catch a podcast anytime, listen at your convenience, you'll find us wherever you get your podcasts. They know about us, and they'll send you a free weekly download if you just tell them to. Hey, I'm going to visit one of my absolute favorite places coming up in the next couple of months, and that's Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. I sure hope you'll join me there. Let's go have a great bird hunt together. Enjoy that incredible food and lodging and the hospitality that Joe and Ann Kirchival provide. They've relaxed their cancellation policy because of COVID, so it's a great time to book a trip at Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about them when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. My buddy, Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon, is here. Larry, I've heard you say if you want to learn more about people, study whitetail deer. If you want to learn more about whitetail deer, study people. Are you off your rocker? What are you talking about?
I think I've made that statement several times, not only in a public situation, but also, of course, in writing. But you do. To me, whitetail deer are just like people in so many different ways. They're individuals. So often we try to just group whitetail deer as all whitetail deer being the same. They're not. They all look a little bit differently. They all act a little bit differently. They respond to different stimuli differently, kind of like people do. You know, there's some people that they'll be born and spend their entire life within 2 or 3 city blocks or that area. There's some people that are born, and immediately when they can, they get away. They don't ever come back. Then you've got some that keep coming back and forth. And then, I mean, everything in between. So deer the same way in that respect in terms of home range, but also when it comes to aging deer. So very often what I tell people these days, we're really interested in trying to produce an older age deer, which means you got to pass those younger bucks up. Forget about the antlers. Look at their body and look at their face. And I tell people, if you look at a deer and it reminds you of a teenager, it's a young deer. Mm-hmm. If you look at him and you go, he looked like an athlete, he's probably a 3 or 4 year old deer. And then when he gets to looking kind of like I do these days, you know, a little bit pot-bellied, jowls hanging down a little bit and all that kind of stuff, don't move quite as fast as I do, that's generally an older, mature deer. So to me, that is kind of like how you use people to look at a deer, but they are. They're individuals, and that's one thing we forget so very often is that they're just as individualistic as everybody out there that's listening to us.
And, you know, if you watch people and deer long enough, you can see personality traits in these deer, can't you? They've all got their little quirks and different things that they'll do if you're watching the same deer day after day that you pick up on.
You really do. I mean, over the years, we've had deer in pens that we're using for research, and we found very quickly that they did have very definite personalities in terms of liking different foods, disliking different foods. We had one old doe that we had in our pens at Texas A&M that if you walked in there this years ago, and students smoked more, thankfully, than they do now, thankfully, rather, you walk in there, and that doe would stand up on her hind legs and come walking to you, slapping at you with her front legs. And, I mean, but it's little things like that that you pick up on. Some of them are very vocal. Some of them never even utter a guttural sound other than maybe the, you know, kind of sound that you hear. So, again, they're very much an individual. And when you start hunting these older, mature deer, that's how you got to approach this, is not as a deer hunter, but as a hunter of a particular kind of deer.
I tell you what, it's a crime to go out these days without a good pair of binoculars, a good spotting scope, something that you know what you're looking at out there. And, man, they're just everywhere. There's great stuff. And these great optics these days really help us know what we're shooting at, what kind of deer we're shooting at. And I know you're a Zeiss guy.
I do. I've used Zeiss over the years, always as my personal binoculars and all my personal guns. The optics that they produce, put together here in the States, it's still all the old world technology that came over from Germany, but it's done here. The price on some of those scopes now is like $300 and $400 that you can pick up at a Bass Pro or Cabela's, and they're every bit as good as what you'd think you'd have to pay, which a lot of times means $1,800 more. But the optics that we have as a whole have come so much farther in a relatively short period of time than a lot of people ever imagined. I mean, these days with the binoculars we have, you can really see things.
That's Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. My friends Joe and Ann Kershaval at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country, they've hunted all over the world. They've hunted the finest locations and destinations. And they put all of these great ideas together when they built their beautiful Joshua Creek Ranch. They'd love for you to come down and have an axis deer hunt or a turkey hunt, a duck hunt or a bird hunt. And be sure to bring the family because you're all going to love Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at kinderoutdoors.com. We've all got our favorite hunting buddies that we like to travel with, we like to hunt and fish with, and we can trust them. We can trust them in the pasture with a firearm in their hand. We can trust that they're going to lift their part of the load going down the road. And I'm talking about financially. One of my good hunting buddies throughout the years has been this guy, Pete Delkus. Pete, good to have you here with us in the camp house today. And you know what? This stuff that we do, hunting and fishing, the outdoors in general, it's not cheap. Many times it involves driving or flying across country. Bird dogs, even though we've got a limited window to hunt with them, is a 365-day-a-year expense. It helps to have a buddy to knock the cost down a little bit, cut it in half.
Yeah, any way that we can cut the cost down, I mean, that's always important. But the thing you have to be careful of is, choosing your partners. Let's say you save a third of the cost, but you've got twice the hassle. I mean, so it's that balancing act. But yeah, anytime you can add somebody else on the trip to defer the cost, cut the cost of gas, the cost of a hotel room, whatever it is, I mean, I think that's the smart way to go.
Everything's going up. It may be sandwiches in the truck as you're rolling down the road at noon instead of that cafe or restaurant.
Well, and I'm the type. In whatever anybody's personal preference is, that's their choice. But I'm perfectly happy to sit down and have a sandwich out in the field, and I'm perfectly happy to have a sandwich at night when I'm sitting around telling a big lie about my dog doing better than yours or shooting a bigger whatever it is than yours. But any way you can keep the cost down, whether it's rooms or gas or just maybe doing one less trip. You hate to think of that, but, I don't care how big your money tree is in your yard. There's only so much to go around.
Well, I've not thought of that option, one less trip. I don't think that is an option.
Well, it's not. I'm just,
trying to be creative.
Trying to be creative, that's right.
Always be willing to split the gas if you're sharing a vehicle on the way. Split the groceries. Be the first to step up, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I've hung out with a couple of guys before where they all like to kick in an equal amount of money for gas at the beginning of the trip. Because, you know, we've hunted with those guys who were like, hey, it's my turn to fill up. I'm going to fill up the tank when you only need a quarter tank of gas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but it's I think that's kind of a good idea, is everybody kicks in $100 at this point, and when the $100 is out, we'll all kick in another $100 the next time, or whatever it is. And again, it's all about being fair, being polite to your buddy, and you can have a good time and make fun of each other all day.
Yeah.
You gotta
I'm not going if we can't do
that. You gotta do that. But you know, just do the right thing.
You betcha. And by the way, I just checked my watch and it's time for you to kick in another 100.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Pete Delkus. Talking about hunting partners, hunting buddies, sharing those expenses going down the road. Coming up in a few minutes, a guy that, boy, I tell you what, you check the dictionary for American hero and Mark Geist's picture is there. Credited with saving more than 25 American lives in Benghazi. He knows firsthand just how important it is to know who you're voting for and then follow through and vote. Know who you're trusting your Second Amendment to. Know who you're trusting your freedom to hunt, fish, and shoot at the range to. Tell you what, I'm going to make a little run to the coffee pot, but when I come back, we're going to have a good visit with Mark Oz Geist, co-author of the bestseller 13 Hours.
Hi, I'm Eric Gerlinger from Lewistown, Montana. Come fish our walleye and hunt our elk. But I'm not in the great outdoors. I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old. And this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
Our warm campfire is always the gathering spot, no matter the weather. Tall tales and life's tough spots get worked out here. This is Kender Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Over the past several years, many thousands of kids have started hunting, fishing, and loving the outdoors because of DSC. A great many poachers have been put out of business, and our elected officials know that we as outdoorsmen and women mean business. Come be a part of something important. DSC is at biggame.org.
Don't put it off any longer. Book your trip to Joshua Creek Ranch in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. Now's a perfect time to do it because they have relaxed their cancellation policy at Joshua Creek. This is a premier destination, and it won't be your only trip there. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at kinderoutdoors.com. I want to welcome Mark Ozgeist to the show. What an honor, Mark. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. It's such an honor to be on here. Thank you for thanks for having me.
You know what? I've, of course, everybody has heard about your heroics in Benghazi and the lives saved there, more than two dozen lives saved, and your service in the United States Marine Corps, your security work around the globe, your work as a deputy sheriff. You have served and served and served. But when you boil it all down, Mark Geist is a good old boy from Colorado that likes to hunt and fish.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I was raised farming and ranching, rodeoing, cowboying, and you know, and all part of that is hunting and fishing as well. And
yeah, you bet.
I thought that's what I'd be doing my whole life, and the man upstairs had a different idea for me, I guess.
That's another thing I love about you, Mark. You give credit where credit's due, and without our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we don't go anywhere. And you're very upfront and vocal about that, and I greatly appreciate it, especially in this generation that we live in.
Well, you know, and it's something that we need more of. I mean, you know, it's we as men, especially Christian men, have allowed people to define how a Christian is. And the left defines it in a very negative way. And, you know, those that don't like Christianity don't like to have faith in the Lord, our Lord and Savior. And, you know, Benghazi was a turning point for me. I mean, I always followed the Lord. And I guess I tell people, you know, the difference is before Benghazi is I tried to serve the Lord that fit into me and my life. And now, he got my attention and, in a very, very strong way and, said, "Hey, I need you to do this for me." And, that's what I do now.
Absolutely. I think we all do that. We think we have a genie in a bottle there, and it's just, that's not the case. The Harvest movie is something that you and I and a lot of people are really getting behind. This Harvest movie is something unique for hunters, fishermen, outdoorsmen, conservationists. It's never been done before, where it's actually funded by we hunters, hopefully. Why is the Harvest film important to you, Mark?
Well, it's about our heritage, the heritage of this country. I mean, you know, when our founding fathers and our ancestors landed here, and whether that was 243 years ago or 100 years ago or 50 years ago, a lot of us had to hunt and fish to survive. And, you know, my great-grandfather settled in Colorado here in 1910. You know, and 1910 was still the Wild West out here a little bit. You know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid were still robbing trains during that time period. And, you know, you had to survive, and that's how you did it. And you did it on, you know, those core principles that have always, you know, I think our founding fathers, if you read the Constitution and read any history on them as well, it's about God, family, country, and conservation. And that's what this movie's about. It's about God, family, our country, and about taking care of this country and the things that that the Lord has put on it to provide for us.
The Harvest movie is something that's in the works right now. We've got a link, of course, as well as to Mark's website at kinderoutdoors.com. This thing is being funded by hunters. I mean, it's a grassroots effort, kind of like contributing to a political cause. You know, you do what you can. Everybody sends $20 or $20,000, whatever you can do. And it's been really cool to watch this thing gain some traction and grow, Mark.
It has, you know, and that is just so phenomenal about the way it's been put together. And, you know, and it is. It's a story that we can all relate to. If you're a hunter, if you're a conservationist, if you know somebody who hunts as well. I mean, it's not just the hunters that this feeds to. I think it feeds to anybody who loves their family and loves the outdoors and what that's all about. But getting involved in helping that, I mean, I've never been able to be a part of a movie where I got to invest in it from the most minuscule to, you know, if I got $20, I send in $20. If I got $5,000, I'm going to send in $5,000. And it is of the people by the people. And it's the way this country was founded. And what better way than to make a wonderful movie about God, family, and country.
If folks want to hear the Benghazi story in person, what they want to know the truth, not the Hillary Clinton version, they can get in touch with you and have you come speak to their group, correct?
Yes, they can. If they go to my website, it's markgeist.com is my website. My email is mark@markgeist.com. And, you know, if you go to that, you can, would like to have me come out and host me. It's the easy way to do it. There's a way to sign up right there for it.
You betcha. Absolutely. I can't imagine that a guy could grow up in Colorado without being an elk hunter. Were you an elk guy?
You know, growing up, I grew up on the Eastern Plains.
You grew up in pronghorn country.
Yeah, pronghorns and mule deer. Grew up along the Arkansas River, and, you know, it's a wonderful habitat now. I mean, we actually have an elk herd that's down along the Arkansas River that is abundant. Great muleys, a lot of great pronghorn out on the prairie, and they've really developed the turkey population up and down the Arkansas River now, too. And as well as you got your upland game, because I grew up doing a lot of that pheasant and dove and quail and all of that as well.
Hey, it is very, very important. I was shocked. I know that you and I are both, we have a mutual friend in Luke Hilgerman and Hunt the Vote. And it's shocking how very few licensed hunters and fishermen in North America actually go vote. It was shocking to see how low that number is.
You know, it is. And I'm so proud to be a part of that. Those hunters and fishermen and, you know, it is hard for hunters. I understand. I mean, election season comes right in the middle of sitting in a deer stand time. And we have to get out there if we want to preserve our rights of God, family, and country and conservation. If we want our voice to be heard as hunters, then that's what we need to do. And I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on, your voice matters. Get out and vote those values that are true to your heart.
Absolutely. Yep. You know, I am one of those hunters, Mark. I have already voted early, and I cast my vote for Donald J. Trump because I think he's going to protect my Second Amendment and my right to hunt and fish. He's been great with conservation efforts in his first 4 years, and I want to give him four more. So I'm giving him my vote. Mark Geist, again, what a true pleasure to visit with you, and can't wait to do it again down the road somewhere.
Yeah, me too. Billy, thank you so much. I mean, it has been wonderful. And, you know, everybody out there listening, go check out the Harvest Movie. I think it's theharvestmovie.com. check it out. Become a part of it. I mean, it's an opportunity to be part of something that's going to impact this country and impact our environment and our lives tremendously, I think.
What a great guy. Benghazi hero, true hero, Mark Geist. And by the way, coming up tonight, this evening at 6 o'clock Eastern time on the Outdoor Channel, a virtual campfire with a lot of people you know, like Jeff Foxworthy, Ted Nugent, Michael Waddell, talking about the Harvest movie. Hey, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together in this old camp house and invite you back next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.